that when Jesus died, he took on himself the sin of the world and took away all our guilt. He took all our shame away. He took all our fear away. And he gave us this amazing new life. We have become new creations. And today is a day when we celebrate all that he's done for us. And I just want to take us through some thoughts that just underline the fact that Jesus did die, he had to die, but his death has set us free, and we want to live in the freedom of all that he's done for us. So we're going to read together Colossians chapter 2, verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. I don't really need to do any more than that, do I? But I'm going to. That kind of says it all. It's nailed to the cross. And I think sometimes we forget what that means for us, the significance of that for us living today. We can remember it in our understanding, but we need to remember it in our heart and in our spirit for it to actually work. It's nailed to the cross, and that's why we can celebrate today. The sole purpose of Christ's mission on earth was to pay the price of sin for the world and set us free from all the consequences that brings to us as individuals and to the world. Thank you very much. Now, we know that sin came into the world through Adam. It tells us that in Romans. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, also through the obedience of the one man, many will be made righteous. So as a result, we were born into sin. And sometimes it seems a little bit unfair, doesn't it, that we have no control over that. We're born into this thing called sin. And we know we are because of our behaviours. I don't know whether you've noticed, but we're not all perfect. We do make mistakes. We do things that we don't want to do. And there seems to be something that drives us to self-destruction at times. Our thoughts, our actions, our emotions are all things that sometimes overwhelm us because they are driven by this thing called sin. It's a weight in our lives. And the ultimate consequence is that we are separated from God. So all the things that God wants to do in our lives, he can't do because of this thing called sin. And we have no control over that. Unfair. Feels like that. But the reality is, it's real, that we have this separation from God. And in the grace course, we learn that before God, we stand guilty. We are guilty of sin. And the sentence of being guilty is an eternity without God. There's always a consequence for our actions, isn't there? And the consequence of the action of Adam is that we are separated from God, that we have an eternity without him. And it underlines that in Romans chapter 6. It says this, for the wages of sin is death. It's a good job we don't get paid on a Friday with death, isn't it, every time we do something. But the wages of sin is death. That's the consequence of sin. It's what we get paid when we sin. And in Greek, sin has another meaning, which is debt. So almost sin and debt are the same thing. We owe a debt that we can't pay. And in sometimes when we pray the Lord's Prayer, it's forgive those who have debts. You know, we have debts against us. Forgive us my debts. Something that we can't repay. And I know in all the work that Lisa does in camp, debt is something that weighs people down. It's something they can't break free from. It's something that overwhelms their everyday living. And it's not something that people want to carry. But there's a massive celebration when somebody is set free from debt. All that weight, all that concern, all that worry is gone. And as we look at the Old Testament, we see that this thing called sin or a debt that we have goes all the way back through the Old Testament and into the New Testament. the children of Israel were always trying to deal with this relationship with God, always trying to deal with their debt, and ultimately they failed. God gave them ways to clear their sin, that's through sacrifice. And if you read through some of the Old Testament scriptures, you'll see that every time you did something wrong, you had to pay something. There was a cost to it. And so people were always taking animals to be sacrificed because they had committed sin, they had broken the law. He also gave them laws to live by so they could remain obedient to God. But in all this, as we read through the Old Testament, time and time and time again, they failed. They couldn't overcome this thing that was hanging around them that we call sin or a debt. Throughout the Old Testament, God was always trying to do something new. We always talked about a new covenant. This is what I really want it to be life to be like. He knew that the only way for him to pay this debt was to pay it himself, was to take on the debt for the world and pay it. And that's what he did. But the heart of God is this. In Jeremiah, this is as he was, they were looking forward to the coming of Christ. And this is what it says in the Old Testament in Jeremiah. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, after Christ has come, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. And this reveals really the heart of God for people. He wants it to be a two-way relationship. He wants to live in our hearts. He wants to live in our minds. He wants to be part of us as the Holy Spirit begins to work in us. And we begin to behave and think differently. We begin to understand who God is and what he's trying to do in our lives. In Romans 5, which is what we read earlier, for through Adam's sin, many were made sinners. Well, he kind of put us right in a place of sin. And it says also that through the death of one man, that is Jesus Christ, all our sin can be forgiven and we can be made righteous through him. And that's great news to know that through the death of Christ, all our sin can be forgiven. And the great thing about today and remembering the sacrifice of Christ is that when we begin to understand what that means, that we have been set free from this weight of sin, we understand there's no condemnation now. If you are feeling condemned this morning for anything you've done, in Christ there is no condemnation. He can forgive it. You know, there are many things that we condemn ourselves for or the people condemn us for. We can feel condemned. Even as believers, we can feel condemned, but the story of today is that there is no longer any condemnation. You have been set free from that. You can live in this grace that he's given to us so that all your debts, all your condemnation has gone. There's no longer any debt following us around. No bailiffs knocking on our door asking for the money. Sometimes we can feel like that. But this is the amazing grace of God that we are remembering and celebrating this morning. We are set free. There is no debt. There is no sin. Do you get that? Obviously not. But even as Christians, we can live in condemnation. We can live in the past. We can fail because we don't use faith, because we don't understand what God has done, to be overwhelmed with the stuff of life, with the sin that sometimes we think we're carrying. But it has all been forgiven. It is all gone. It is done and dealt with. And that's why we can celebrate today. I know sometimes we think it's a sad day, but it's not. It's a wonderful day when Christ came and he took on himself the sin of the world. And he forgave it because of his sacrifice. And we've got to learn to apply that to our lives and not be overwhelmed with some of the stuff that goes on. We are forgiven. We are no longer sinners, but we are saints. We have been set free from all that stuff. And so just as we go through today, I don't know where you are in your spiritual journey, Well, just keep reminding yourself that you are no longer a sinner. We don't refer to ourselves as sinners, but to saints. We are the sons and daughters of the living God. We have an awesome inheritance because of the heritage through Christ. We are set free. So let's live in it. Let's rejoice today in all God has done for us and be set free. Be set free because of all that Christ has done. Let's just pray together. Father, we do thank you for your sacrifice. Sometimes we forget the significance of what it actually means for us. And we just ask that through this Easter period, this Easter weekend, that you remind us about the fact that we are forgiven. That no matter what we've done, we're forgiven. No matter what we think about ourselves, you love us. Your grace is poured into our lives. What an amazing gift that is. We pray that we will learn to live in the freedom that you have given to us. Remind us that our sin is forgiven, that there is nothing that stands between us and you, that we have this amazing relationship where we can communicate with you, where you live in us and you transform us. We thank you for all that you've done. Amen. Amen. Well, that's it for